It is now 1:05, and we have four complimentary board members, and we trust that everyone has had a great lunch. We will begin hearings today. This afternoon, we will start with home arrest, and we will start with Mr. Tracy R. Anderson. Would you come forward, sir? And for the record, can we get you to state your name and if you remember your ADC number? Maybe you put it behind you.
Tracy Ray Anderson, 073494.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson, and welcome to the Board of Executive Clemency. And thank you so very much for your patience this morning.
No problem.
Of course, it's my understanding that we make sure that you and I are on the same page, that we're here to review where you are, how much success you've had, or the lack of success, and how many problems you've had since you've been out on home arrest, and see where you stand at this particular moment.
Okay.
And based upon what we learned today, the board will make a determination whether to continue you on home arrest, whether to parole you to 412A, that is general parole, or whether to consider 411, and that would be absolute discharge. So at this time, I just want to welcome you, and just for information, I believe that this board made the decision to grant you home arrest back on June 28, 2016, and then you appear before this board back on March the 30th of this year for a 412A move to general parole or absolute discharge, and at that time you were denied, but we're back to talk with you again.
Yes,
and basically we want to see what has happened. We do have the report from your parole officer, and he's present, but we'll start talking with you, sir. How has everything been going, sir, since you've been out?
Been great.
It's been great.
Like I said before, I started out with NOS staffing for waste management. I've been voted by my employees as an employee of the month. I've been promoted to waste management twice. I work full-time now with waste management. I'm a maintenance technician on graveyard. I started out with a small equipment operator. Now I'm a graveyard maintenance technician. I've got the raise. I look forward to going to work every day. After I'm done with my vacation, then I go back to work for 2 straight weeks, because I'm taking my vacation now. I get all my health benefits. I went and bought me a brand new car.
Whoa!
So I'm paying my car payments. I pay my rent. I pay my insurance. Everything's great. I'm learning everything that I can possibly do.
Well, speaking of your rent, where you're residing at,
I'm still residing in Reborn Assistance.
Okay, and how's that going, sir?
I'm still loving it there, too. I'm comfortable. I have no problems there. The owner and his staff treat me like any human being, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying my experience out here.
So have you had any problems at all at Reborn?
No, I haven't had no problems.
I haven't had any run-ins with any of the residents. I'll refer to them as residents since you've been there.
No, I get along with all my roommates.
Okay. And I know this is a very unfair question, but I'll just ask it at any rate because I don't have anything else to ask. How's it going working with your parole officer, sir?
It's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's in the room.
We got great communication. If I have an issue, because I'm on call 24/7 at my job, and, don't get me wrong, just recently I lost a promotion because I cannot travel to Connecticut to go to school. Because my company was going to pay for it. Today was my day that I was supposed to fly, but since I'm on the monitor, I can't go. But the opportunity is still there for me next year, so that's what I'm waiting on now. But as for my PO, we have great communication. I go and see him, he comes and sees me, I give him my weekly itinerary, everything's going great.
Aside from your employment with waste management, what else do you do? Have you been able to do anything in the community or anything at all? Or have you just spent time employed?
I pretty much stay employed. And then when the new memo came out in July 17th, that cut me back a little bit. Because now we're only allowed a certain amount of time to do anything no more while I'm on the monitor. So I spend most of my time at work. You know what I mean? I'm allowed my 4 hours a week to go to the store or the bank, which I do. And then I get a little bit of personal time to get away from my work. So, You know, when July 3rd or 17th hit, that stopped a lot of things. So I cannot just get in my car and go somewhere and go do something. I have to minimize my time from work and from me to be able to go to the bank, to the store, and make my car payments and all that. So it's a little difficult on that aspect of things.
This board saw fit to move you to general parole. How would that affect you? How, I mean, what would that do for you? Aside from moving you up, but what else would that do?
My biggest thing is I still haven't seen my mother and father since the last time we met. It was scheduled 3 times, but there was glitches. That's my first priority, is to go see my mother.
And where are they?
That's in Bullhead City.
Okay.
And like I said, I haven't seen my mother because, you know, last time her health is not good. And there's no way that she would be able to come and visit me here because she needs a bathroom, she blacks out, amnesia. So that's my biggest priority right now, is if I'm removed from the bracelet on general parole, I'm going to take the rest of my vacation time and go see my mother. And then come back and go to work and do what I'm doing now and keep moving forward in the waste management.
And how, you know, and I know no one knows what's going to happen. Let's say you were moved to the general parole. What are your plans, let's say, for the next 2 years? Let's not go beyond that point. What are your plans? Do you plan to stay with waste management?
I plan on staying there. I have a great opportunity there. And like I said, this company is giving me the best opportunity in the world. And I'm not going to turn it down. You know, I mean, I spent 9 months busting my tail at that place for NOS staffing. They've seen it. I have every benefit in the world working for waste management. I can go anywhere in the United States working for waste management. But I love what I'm doing now. I love working on these $60 million machines. Who wouldn't? You know what I mean? I get paid well. I can do overtime. I can teach now. So I'm staying right where I'm at in waste management. I'm going to retire as a waste management employee.
Now, if this board moved you to general parole, would you be able to continue to reside at Reborn, and would you have to find a residence elsewhere?
Mr. Ken has pretty much offered me that as long as I'm paying my rent, I can stay there as long as I choose to.
Would you choose to stay there?
I'm very comfortable. Now, you know,
not because he's in the room now.
No, I like where I'm at. You know, I mean, I'm very comfortable with that. Maybe a year or so down the road, yeah, if I find the right, because of my financial status, I'm not trying to put myself over my head to buy my own apartment and all that. So right now, I'm comfortable where I'm at. And I look forward to staying that comfortable. Even if I'm on the monitor or not on the monitor, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing today.
We're just trying to get to know how things are. Do you have any other relatives? You mentioned your mother up in Boyle.
No, I have no other relatives in the state of Arizona. They're all in Texas and California and Oregon.
Okay, and it's none of our business, but I'm going to ask you at any rate, have you found a fiancé or someone to fall in love with since you've been out, sir?
I had a girlfriend, and that didn't work, so I'm single.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? I got to make sure that I take care of me before I try to take care of
someone. What are you? Are you on the market? Are you out there looking? Or are you kind
of... No, my main concern is my work. You know, I mean, I look forward to my work. That's me right now.
Back to your work, you were not on the monitor. How many hours? I mean, would you be able to increase your hours?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. To about how many would you... How many do you do now, by the way?
Sometimes it's 16-hour days. Sometimes it's just eight-hour days. But then if something breaks, I have to be there to fix it. So, you know, I mean, it all varies. But I average around, I would say, 48 hours every pay period. Sometimes 59. So it varies because, you know, there's 4 of us maintenance workers there. 2 of us have to be there at all times, no matter what.
I know nothing's ordinary being in the position that you are, but usually, when do you usually work? Mornings?
I leave my residence at 10:30 at night, and I clock in at my job, Adam's Surprise, on 194th Avenue in Deer Valley at 12 o'clock at night.
Okay,
I get home by 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so you're on the overnight shift.
Yes, sir.
Graveyard shift, yes, as they used to call them.
Yep.
How's that doing? You know, some people just can't work all night.
I love it, and I've been doing it for, I think, 4 months now, 5 months now.
Okay.
Doesn't bother me. I like it.
I guess I'll just ask one other question. What's the greatest challenge, maybe a couple of questions, what's the greatest challenge that you've had since being an officer? I mean, you've been out, you know,
learning
since 16.
Learning cell phones and learning how to drive. I've got both. I've got two vehicles. I bought a brand new cell phone.
A brand new cell phone and a brand new vehicle. So you're a new person.
Well, you guys gave me that opportunity.
Did you have any new clothes? Did you have any new clothes as well, you know,
tonight? Oh, yeah. I was going to wear my suit today, but I'm, presentable the way I am today.
Yes, sir. You're presentable. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to stop there and see, let other board members ask you any questions that they might have for you. Board members, any questions at this time? If they don't have any questions, so please just have a seat for a moment. And I guess it would be most appropriate. I don't want to let your supporters come up before I let this distinguished PO come up. He wants to come. He's ready. Come on. Come on.
Sorry.
No, we're ready.
Sorry, I've got more calls going off.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Would you state your name for the record, sir?
Greg Parker.
And why are you here today, sir?
I was the general manager of Reed Morris since I shut down recently because of health issues.
Well, you look well.
I ended up putting my hips replaced again, so. Yeah. So I move as well as I can.
Yes, sir.
I come here in support of Tracy today only because I've been with Reed Morris since the time Tracy came to Reed Morris. After he was granted, parole by your board. Like anybody else that spends 26 years behind bars and stuff, you're going to come out and the world's changed. You went down as a teenager, came out as a 40-something-year-old man. Like he's saying, he's got the cell phone thing down because when he first came out, he definitely didn't have a cell phone thing. I spoke in front of you all, on our last meeting. The one great thing and stuff is Tracy brings an element of, we've had some more lifers come out since he's come to us. He makes sure that they know what to do. He's there to mentor. And he's very good at mentoring. And people respect him. And with that, I can say I respect him. He's shown that he wants to get out and he wants to experience life. I think the one thing when you ask him about experiencing life, he goes fishing. Don't let him not tell you that stuff. He goes fishing when he can.
I know that was one thing you said before, that he wanted to go fishing. I remember.
He's been a life president. He's been fishing. And, he's went to the movie theater, and that was one thing before in front of the board, was that you thought he needed to experience more of life and being outside. And with the opportunities he's had in his, time constraints, he went out, they said he bought another car. Very proud of himself. He's went with technologies, he's went to the movies, he's went out to eat. He went to the state fair, he's gone fishing. Anything any of us would do on everyday life. He just kind of behind the learning curve, but he's trying to chip himself out front. Also, one of the things I remember last time when I spoke to you two gentlemen, weaknesses, I think like any other human that's here, weaknesses of, you don't trust somebody too much. You don't get something done in a timely manner. I think all of us, as a human race, fall into that. But Tracy takes every day to jump above that and make sure that he's staying on the go-go. He's never been late. He's never had a bad UA. He has been nothing but the greatest of clients. I mean, the discussion we had last time also, if everybody was like Tracy and said, running halfway houses would be easy. DOC yards would be easy. But that's just not the truth of realization in the world. When Tracy asked if I could come, I would be the first to stand up and say yes. I think he knows, he does know, that his past is what put him in this situation, but he's used his past to go forward and into his future.
Sir, well, let me see if board members might have any questions for you, distinguished one. Any questions for Reed Martin? Anybody want to know anything about Reed Martin? We got so many people coming in to us. Yes, sir. So apparently you're doing a great job, and we certainly appreciate all that Reed Martin is doing and for accepting so many of the ones who come before us. Thank you so much for coming today, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I don't believe any questions from board members. And since you mentioned it, I would just point out the fact that at the last hearing that both Mr. Johnson and I was here, I don't believe that you she was not on the board at that time. So, and so
it was just three of you that time.
We're glad that you have an opportunity to meet this distinguished gentleman. Okay, please come forward, sir. And what's your name, sir, for the
Ken record? Willis, the owner of Reed Martin Assistance.
Oh, you're the owner.
My father, I was here last time.
Yes, sir, I remember.
Unfortunately, what he said is true. You weren't here last time. This gentleman came out, deer in the headlight, didn't have a clue what he was doing, never had anything. He gets in my car for the first time to go to the store where I could show him where the store was and at. And my phone rings. I have a 2016 Nissan Sentra at the time with a Bluetooth. It squeaks up here. He's doing this number, trying to figure out where the phone's talking to him. He's looking, trying to figure out how to roll his window up because I had it cracked about that far. He couldn't figure out how to do that. He's looking for a window crank because when he went in, you either had a window crank or you had the toggle switch for electric windows. Mm-hmm. He's missed so much, but he came out here ground running. We haven't had any problems with him. I told him he's more than welcome to stay. When we were here last time, his biggest wish was to go see his mom. We had a couple of times that we thought we were going to go because I was personally going to drive him to Kingman and be the escort for him. And three times, it didn't happen. And he was kind of disgusted. But he held his head up and says, you know what? I'll just wait until I get it off. Hopefully things are good, and I'll be good, and I can go spend time with my mom. That's the biggest thing I hope for him today. Because he has done everything above and beyond. And if I could have more like him, like Greg said, it would make your job and my job really easy. And Brett's, because he hasn't had a bit of problems with anybody. We've had five of these gentlemen come to report, all lifers, all on ankle monitors. I still have three left. We've lost two that they violated and had to go back. They made their mistakes, they did. So I will continue to help guys like this all day long. If they show they want the help, that's what we're for. And that's why I'm here today for you. So I want to thank you for your time, and hopefully this time around we get him home.
We want to thank you so very much for coming this time and the last time, and such a wonderful report that you offered. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And keep up the great work there at Reed Martin.
That's good.
Yes, sir. Okay, most distinguished parole supervisor, the big shots here today, so we'll have to be on our toes today. Welcome again, sir, and please state your name just for the record, sir. Yes, sir, and welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir.
So what you want to tell us today about this gentleman? We have your progress report for a parole board hearing, so we've read that, but tell us whatever you want to tell us today, sir.
Still violation free. So in my eyes, from the last time that we were here, from what I've seen, he's done what's been asked of him. So I've had zero issues with him. So there's no
You know, sir, and I'm kind of being the devil's advocate, but sure. I'm being serious when I ask this. You know, none of us are perfect, so I know he's had some violations. So what violations have you really had, sir, since he's been with you? You know, we all make some mistakes. I make 20, 50, 100 a day myself, but I'm not,
I can honestly say, unless it's something that was bypassed by me, he hasn't.
Okay, sir.
So unless it's something that I did not see,
okay,
he hasn't. So his weekly itineraries are on time every week. doesn't deviate from them at all. If there's any changes in work schedule, he notifies me. If I don't get back to him, he doesn't go. Just to err on the side of caution. All UAs have been clean, never has missed one. Very conscientious, so he communicates well. So, I mean, I'll never give my recommendation, yea or nay, but
no, you told me that the last time.
But in terms of parole, he's followed his conditions of home arrest, he's followed his conditions of supervision, and I have spoke with employment. Employment is very happy with him. He has received a few promotions. I'm in contact with Ken and the other staff down there. He's doing everything that they've asked him to do. I've worked with Ken for years, so he's on my speed dial. He definitely would tell me. So again, if it was, unless it's something that I did not see, he hasn't had any.
Okay. Board members, any questions?
Yeah.
Board members, mighty quiet today. Okay, well, thank you so very much, and thanks for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else here to speak on behalf of Mr. Anderson? I have to ask a question. Anyone else here on the victim side to say anything? I don't see any, so at this time, would you please come back up, sir? And we want to thank you so very much. Of course, now we're coming towards the end of your hearing, and I just want to know if there's anything else you want to tell the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination, sir.
The only thing I would like to say is for the five board members that were sitting there the day that you came and seen me in prison and gave me the opportunity to show you that I'm not that 16-year-old kid no longer. I thank you for giving me the opportunity, and I'm here in front of you today to show you that I'm going to just continue to live the life that I should have lived when I was a kid, but I didn't. So I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity today, and I'm hoping that I do go on general parole before I go see my mother before she passes. I know it's just a matter of time, and I'm just going to continue to move forward in life. You know what I mean? And I appreciate every opportunity that this board has gave me, and I'm not the one that's going to be letting you down. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so very much, sir, and please have a seat. And now the board is going into discussion. As we always like to say, it may sound as if we're talking to you or to others in the room, but we are not. We're just talking, the three of us. We're just talking among each other, and if we're in our discussion, we will make a decision. As you know, we operate under the open meeting law. This will be the first time that we have discussed this case since you were here the last time. I'm just going to be very brief this time. Usually, it's just what I like to see, and is that before moving someone to the next level, I really like to see 2 years. Mr. Anderson has been out 1 year and 5 months, however, with the progress that he's made and the recommendations that we've heard, I feel that it would be most appropriate to move him to general parole, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members, anything that they wish to share with us at this time in terms of discussion.
I agree
with you, sir.
Thank you so very much. Then I'm going to move Mr. Tracy or Anderson. I guess now I'll start saying former DOC number, but don't forget it though, 73494, to move him from home arrest to general parole and deny absolute discharge at this time. That is my motion.
Second.
Great.
Okay, sir, you being this board has voted unanimously to move you to general parole. Now, you're not on general parole until you get everything clear with your parole officers. So don't walk out here saying that, hey, I don't have it.
I didn't drive my car, so I just
give you permission. That's when you will get off. But again, we want to thank you so very much. We wish you the best, and I'm not going to give you a lecture because you're already out there doing such an outstanding job, but we do wish you the best, and we know. You know, some things we can feel in our bones. When you're old like me, I feel in my bones that you're not going to come before the criminal justice system again. And I know that you will be a great citizen, and we want you to go and visit your mother and continue to go out and do some fishing and whatever else you might do, and continue to make Reborn proud of you and to make Waste Management proud of you as well. And this will end your hearing, and thank you so much for coming, and thank all you for coming for support.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the hearing is over.